Joe Ritzo back here at Coors Field after the 6-4 Giants win over the Colorado Rockies. Let's go over all the highlights now of this Giants win. And for much of the afternoon, the Giants were playing from behind, but they did jump out early against the Rockies starter, Chase Anderson, who's been throwing very well since joining Colorado about a month ago. Second batter of the game, though, for the Giants, it was Tyro Estrada. Very comfortable 75 degrees here at the ballpark as Tyro swings and blasts it deep left field. It is gone. Boy, that ball got out of here in a hurry. Tyro Estrada gets the Giants on the board. Two batters into the game. It's 1-0. 424 feet was the estimated distance on that line drive home run, well up into the bleachers and straightaway left, the seventh home run of the year for Tyro Estrada. Alex Cobb was the Giants starter today. Cobb coming off of that terrific outing last weekend at home against the Orioles, 7 2/3 scoreless innings. Things did not start off well, though, for Cobb, as the Colorado Rockies sent 10 batters to the plate in a 4-run, 5-hit bottom of the first. Three straight singles from Blackman, Profar, and McMahon to start the inning. That produced the tying run. Then with one out, it was Nolan Jones, out of the sixth spot. He came through with a 2-run single, grounding one up the middle. That was followed by an Ezekiel Tovar RBI double, and the Rockies had that 4-1 lead. Could have been worse, though. Colorado did have the bases loaded with two outs in that bottom of the first. Cobb, though, retired Blackman on a fly out to center. That ended the inning. And little did we know at the time, but the Rockies wouldn't score again the rest of the afternoon. And as it turned out, four runs, once again, was not enough for the Rockies to get the win. Now, it stayed 4-1 for quite a while. Cobb settled in, ended up completing five innings in his start, kept the Giants well within striking distance. Anderson, though, he was cruising along, allowed only the one run through his first five innings. In the top of the sixth, though, third time through the order for the Giants, the middle of the order would deliver. As with one out, J.D. Davis hit a triple down the left field line into the corner. First triple of the year for Davis. And up next was Michael Conforto. Next pitch, Conforto swings and belts it deep right field. Grichuk going back. He looks up. It's gone. Michael Conforto launches one out to deep right, a two-run home run. It's his team leading 12th of the year. And the Giants are back within a run. It's 4-3. From there, the bullpen would hold the line. It was Taylor Rogers, a perfect sixth inning, a couple of strikeouts. Tyler Rogers, then in the bottom of the seventh, did see the Rockies load the bases with two down, but able to get Tovar to ground out to end that threat. And then Scott Alexander went three up, three down in the bottom of the eighth. Giants bullpen excellent once again, kept the team in the game. Giants were still only down 4-3 going into the top of the ninth inning, and that's when the Giants would rally against the Rockies closer, the former Giant Pierce Johnson, and the inning began with a walk to Blake Sable. He battled, worked the count full, and on the seventh pitch took the free pass, so the tying run was on. Mike Yastrzemski then is a pinch hitter, pinch hitting for Slater. He would walk. In fact, it was a four-pitch walk to Yaz. So the Giants have the tying run at second, the go-ahead run on at first, still nobody out. Casey Schmidt was due up next, but Gabe Kapler made another move, and he summoned the veteran left-handed bat of Brandon Crawford. The 0-2, Crawford swings, lines it into the gap in right center field. That's down for a hit. It's going to get by Grichuk and go to the wall. Here comes Sable. He'll score the tying run. Holding at third is Yastrzemski. Into second, Crawford, a pinch hit. RBI double, and the Giants have tied the game 4-4 in the ninth. Yeah, what a big hit there for Brandon Crawford. We'll make it our hit of the game, sponsored by the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. So still nobody out after the Crawford hit. Up next was Lamont Wade Jr. A long pause, still holding. Now the 2-2, Wade swings, it's a high fly ball right center field, Moving over is Doyle, the center fielder. He's under it. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third, Yastrzemski. He's heading home, and Yaz will score. The throw cut off. Wade delivers a sacrifice fly in the ninth, and the Giants take a 5-4 lead. Excellent situational at-bat from Lamont Wade Jr., and the Giants, for the first time since the first inning, had the lead. But you never feel comfortable at Coors Field. You want that insurance, and the Giants would get it with Crawford at third, two down. The hitter was Jock Peterson. Here comes. Peterson swings. Ground ball, right side. Diving Trejo. It's out of his reach. Into right field, a base hit. Trotting home from third, Brandon Crawford. Jock Peterson delivers. A two-out RBI single. The Giants get that insurance run. It's 6-4. Three runs in the top of the ninth inning, so a little bit of breathing room for Camilo Doval in the bottom of the ninth. He would have hit Ryan McMahon with a pitch with one out, so that brought the tying run to the plate. Doval, though, would get the next hitter, Diaz, on a pop-out for the second out of the inning. It brought up Randall Grichuk. Here's the 0-1, a swing, ground ball to third, couple of hops, Davis has it, straightens up, throws to first, in time, and that's the ball game. The Giants, for a second straight day, come from behind in the late innings. Today, with three in the top of the ninth, they beat the Rockies 6-4 and sweep this series. Yeah, what a series for the Giants. What a series for the bullpen. Both Rogers, Alexander, Doval combine on four scoreless innings to finish off this one, and just one hit allowed in those four innings. Rockies didn't score after the first. The winning pitcher today was Alexander, and Doval gets his 16th save of the season. Time now for the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitching had 10 strikeouts, 7 from the starter Cobb in his 5 innings. Taylor Rogers had 2 and then 1 in the ninth from Camilo Doval. Giants are 2 games above 500 now at 32-30. They'll head back home and get ready for a weekend series at Oracle Park against the Chicago Cubs.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It'll be a 7:15 start tomorrow, 4:35 on Saturday, and then 1:05 on Sunday. sfgiants.com/tickets to come out, see the Giants and the Cubs here this weekend. It'll be a good matchup tomorrow. Anthony DeSclafani for the Giants against Marcus Stroman for Chicago. Our thanks again to Darren Chan here in Denver, Danny Dunn and Tim Weber, our network coordinators. Our next broadcast, it does come your way tomorrow night. Pregame will begin at 6:15 before a 7:15 first pitch. Giants and Cubs from Oracle Park. For FP Santangelo, Dave Fleming, and Hunter Pence, I'm Joe Rizzo, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you once again of our final score. It was the Giants with 3 in the top of the ninth, coming back to beat the Rockies 6-4.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.